Father God, we come before you today in the name of your Son, Christ Jesus. Lord, we ask that you be with us. We thank you, God, for all that you've done. We thank you, God, for the life you've given us. And God, in this time, many have gone and left this earth. Some of our brothers and sisters, Lord, have been taken away. But we have faith, Lord. We have faith in you, Father God. We have faith in you, Lord Jesus, that at the right time when you return, Lord, you will raise us all up together in the resurrection of life with you. And for those who are remaining, God, those who are here, we ask, God, that you give us understanding as we continue to live our lives right before you. Help us, Lord, with our choices. Help us with our decisions, God, that we make every day. That what we do, God, will please you. They'll be part of your will, Father. The Lord Jesus, it'll lead us closer to you. We'll follow you closer, Lord, because we're making sound choices, even in the middle of this pandemic, even in the middle of our situations, even in the middle of hard times, we still make godly choices because, Lord, you are before us. We seek you with all our heart, with all our mind, with all our spirit, with all our soul. We ask that you lead us and guide us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So let's cover choices as we're led by the inspired teaching of the Holy Spirit today. See, life is all about choices. We make a choice whether where to live and where we're going to get an education, who we're going to marry, and how many children we're going to have. It's all about choices. And sometimes we make good choices and sometimes we make bad choices that cost us in many ways. We make a choice to believe in God or not. See, if we choose to believe, then we choose to live according to God's word. It's all about the choices we make. Some come easy, others cost us everything. See, choice is God's free will to mankind. Therefore, you and I, in our course of our life, we make a lot of choices. So we got to be mindful of the choices we're making. Now that we're giving ourselves over to Christ Jesus, now that we're living in the Lord, it matters how we choose the way we walk. See, God gave us the freedom to make choices. The Lord says if we make the choice to come near to him, then he will come near to us. We'll be filled with good things from the house of God. When we make the choice to follow the Lord, he will answer us with his righteousness, and our hope will be in him. See, if we choose to make the Most High our dwelling place, he will be a refuge for us, and sure no harm befalls us. No disaster will come upon us. So it's all about the choices that lead us to a better life in Christ, so our families are protected. Choices we made not only affect how we live now, it also affects our future. And many make the choice not to fear God. God teaches us that having a fear of God is what keeps us from sinning. Yet we choose not to. See, those who hate God's knowledge choose not to fear him. They're unwilling to accept the Lord's discipline. They spurn his rebuke. See, the Lord says, that they're going to eat from the fruit of their ways and be filled with the fruit of their schemes. God is going to allow the effects of our choices to come forth in our life, and we won't have to ask why. It's the choices we made. It's the decisions we made, whether they of God or not of God. See, it's all about choices. The Lord says the tongue of the righteous is a choice silver, but the heart of the wicked is of little value. See, the lips of the righteous nourish many, but fools die because of lack of judgment. See, when our choices are in line with God's will, our lives would be better in the lives of our family. See, as we establish our faith in God, our choices become more thoughtful. The vows we made to God, we must take seriously, fulfill what we've spoken. See, God takes no pleasure in the words of fools. We must fulfill our vows to God. It's better not to vow than to make a choice to not keep our word to God. See, we did not choose to be born, but God brought us forth. It was his will for you to be born. The Lord planted us as a choice vine of sound and reliable stock. The Lord asks, why then can we then turn away from him to corruption? We're made the choice to become a wild vine that does not please God. We have to be mindful of the choices we make. We now live in Christ Jesus. We have the word of God before us. We cannot go on making choices as we did before. Bringing that condemnation forth because we desire the same things that we used to choose long time ago. You're a new creation in Christ. Your choices matter now. So we have to make so many choices in this life. We have to make the choice when we stay with God no matter what condition we find ourselves in, or when we choose what is best for us, even if it means denying God. See, Daniel had a choice to make. Would he deny God or partake of the unclean food, or eat what his belief and his faith allowed him to eat? See, the choice food and wine was taken away. And Daniel and his friends was only given vegetables to eat, denying themselves. Instead of denying God. It's all about making choices that does not make us deny God, or even worse, become an enemy of God. See, once we establish ourselves in Christ, we have to see ourselves as one that's been salted. We receive God's love. We're washed in the blood of Christ Jesus. We receive the Spirit. Once we are salted, you got to understand this is where God has called you into. We cannot start making choices to make us unsalted again. Word of God said we will be worth nothing if we do such things. Go with me to Mark chapter 9, verse 50. Now that we're in the Lord, we have to be careful and mindful of our choices. We can't become unsalted because we make choices of this world. We can't become unsalted because sin is once again had a desire in our hearts, and we therefore make sinful choices in our life. We must choose God over all of this. Mark chapter 9, verses 50 says, salt is good. But if it loses its saltiness, how can you make it salty again? Have salt in yourselves and be at peace with each other. You see what the Lord is asking? He said, once I get you there, once I put you in that place, once I put that in you, you got to remain in yourself. You got to keep it with you. You can't let it be taken away by anyone or anything. It's all about the choices we make. We have chosen to follow the Lord sometime in our early life, in a young life. You know, sometimes we give ourselves to God early in life. Then as we get older, we become more worldly and our faith then suffers. And then there's others who do not know the Lord at first, but through life challenges, they choose to give themselves over to God. See, when Christ went to this banquet, after they had partaken of all the good wine, Christ came and turned water into wine, saving the best for last. See, our choices must be steadfast in the Lord, so we cannot turn back and become unsalted. Jesus saves the best for last, and you and I need to be standing there so we can receive the best of God. This is not it. You think the blessings in this world is good? You have nothing. You've seen nothing until you see what Christ is going to bring with him. He tells us in his word that what he's bringing with us is no man can fathom the blessings of God that's coming upon those who are faithful, those who remain in his love. It's all about choices. The creation was subject to frustration, not by its own choice, but by the will of one who's subject to it in hope. In the same way, we're being made subject to the work of Satan, but we can make the choice not to be subject to it, not to be bound by it, but to resist the devil. We can make the choice to follow the Lord and have hope in God, be brought into the glorious freedom as a child of God, because we remain salted. We make good choices. We allow the Lord to lead and guide us through our everyday situations and know the Lord. Though I feel the desire of this world, I'm making a choice to follow you, to deny myself and choose you, Lord. Choose your ways, God, over my ways. Got to make good choices. We're Christians. We're a child of God now. I can look back and see all the bad choices I made in life. And though we cannot go back and change the past, we can learn from it. See, what makes us make bad choices? Was it the bad desires in us, the bad behavior, the greed, the selfishness, the lust, the being unloved? See, something in us made us make a lot of bad choices in life. But now that we've come to this point where we're accepted Christ Jesus, we're followers of God's word, we got to understand what makes us make good choices. Is it not God's love? The care and the faith and the hope and the peace that we get. The forgiveness that we are taught. The mercy and grace that we receive. His word and life in Christ Jesus. Is not these things enough for you and I to start making good choices in our life? Godly choices in our life. Thank you, Jesus. The question is, what type of choices are we making today? We've been walking with the wild Lord for a while now. What kind of choices are we making? See, we need to know this. We need to know. Are we still making those bad choices? See, we need to grow. We need to understand that we're stuck here. See, because God has raised us up to make good choices, to make godly choices. We can't be stuck back here doing that same old thing we used to do. We have a new creation. We're born again in Christ Jesus. Our choices must be of God. It cannot be of this world. It cannot be of self. Our choices have to be found in Christ. Jesus, help us, God. So we make a vow to God, we cannot be slow and competing in what we say. We made a vow to God freely. We told God we would do it. We said we would change. And God would demand of us what we have chosen to do again. We'll be guilty of sin if we don't do it. It's better not to have made such choices than intentionally not fulfill them. Choices matter. They matter to God, and they need to matter to you. God asked Eli, why do you scorn my sacrifices and offerings? Why do you honor your sons by giving them the best, which should be for my people? God said, those who honor me, I would honor. But those who despise me, I would disdain. It's about the choices we make. Is God first in our choices, or is ourself, or is other things the first choice we make, and God is the second? So it's all about the choices we make. We must be careful in making choices that goes against God's will. Satan, he came in, he incited King David to take a census of the people. And for this sin, God gave David three choices. Famine, the sword of plagues. See, David had to make a choice regarding the punishment for his sin. Choices we make matter to God, and they need to matter to us. So when we establish our faith in God, it places us before the Lord night and day. We're salted. We're before the Lord. We have access through Christ Jesus. You got to make good choices now. And the choices we make matters. As Job was tested, we would be tested. What choices would Job make after losing everything and everyone, including his health? See, Job said, Lord, why do you give mankind so much attention that you examine us every morning? You test us in every moment. The choices we make matters to the Lord. The reason and our motives for doing it and making those choices matter, and we'll be examined by the Lord. You and I got to understand this. You're not just free to do anything. God has given us freedom to choose. And our choices must be to follow the Lord, to follow God's word, to follow in faith, to turn from evil to do good. These are choices you and I have to start making in our lives, in our everyday life, in every moment of our lives. So we want our faith to be at work. If we want the blessings from God, then we have to make good and godly choices. We have to choose the Lord over all things. We must make choices in line with God's will and his word. Go with me to Proverbs chapter 8, verses 10 and 11. Help us, Father. Help us, Lord Jesus, with our choices. Every minute, every second of the day, we make choices. Our choices decide if the outcome is going to be good or bad. You gotta be mindful of our choices. We gotta start thinking about what we're about to do, the choice we're about to make. Do we want the outcome to be good or bad? Or do we want to justify ourselves? Justify the bad choices we make. Proverbs chapter 8, verses 10-11 says, choose my instructions instead of silver, knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is more precious than rubies. Nothing you desire can compare with her. If we're a leader of God's people, we have to be mindful of the choices we make. We can't make choices that clothe ourselves in all these fine clothes, make the choice to live in all these expensive houses and not take care of God's people. As leaders, we have to make choices that strengthen the weak, that heals the sick, that binds up the injured, that bring back the strays to God. Our choices must work to please God and not to please ourselves. Our faith must draw us closer to God, closer to following Jesus, so our choices are valid and done with a good heart. We can't decide nor declare. We must be of God. Our choices must be of God. We can't make the choice of who leads us. We need the Lord to guide us so we make good choices in our life. And neither can we make the choice based on the amount of silver or gold someone has. So choices will lead us to destruction. See, some choices are meant to be made alone, and others are meant to be with us. The apostles would get together to make decisions. Our choices cannot overshadow the will of God. Peter had to stop the choice they was about to make regarding the Gentiles, letting them know God made the choice for the Gentiles to hear the gospel so they can come to believe. God knows the heart. And he accepted the Gentiles by giving them the Holy Spirit. We cannot come together and make choices that goes against God's word and will. It doesn't matter how religious you are. It doesn't matter what your title is in your religion. This is about making choices, godly choices, with God in mind. Based on the word, based on the Son and Spirit. See, we're trying to make godly choices so it will please God and not please ourselves. See, our best choice, it's to do that which pleases God, no matter what it means to us, no matter what it requires of us. The Apostle Paul was ready to go and be with the Lord. He understood God's will was different than his. Paul said, what should I choose? He was torn between departing the world and remaining in the body. See, he chose to remain as God desired him to. See, our choice had to be God's choice for ourselves, not the choice we want to make for ourselves. Not the choice we want to make for God's house, but what God desires for this to come about is so God would be pleased with our choices and our decisions. We'll spend enough time in the past doing as we please, making choices based on our desires and our wants, living as we please, making all kinds of wrong and bad choices. It's time for us to make good and godly choices so we're blessed the more, so our families are better, so our faith grows, so we mature in Christ Jesus. It's all about the choices we made. Help us, Lord. And for us to receive all God's promises, what he chose for our lives, we must make choices after the will of God. The Lord told Abraham, God has chosen him to direct his children, his household after him, to keep the ways of the Lord, to do what is right and just, so the Lord will bring about the promises for Abraham's life. A chosen person of God knows how important it is for us to choose to be bound by God and not bound by this world. When it comes to a place of worship, it is the Lord who chooses a place in which he will dwell in his name. It is at this assigned place of the Lord's choosing that we bring our offerings and sacrifice, our tithes and our gift, our chosen possession. We vow to the Lord, giving us a choice. What are we going to pray at? No, it's God's choosing. Giving is a choice we make in the sight of God of what we're going to give. How are we going to return back what God has already given us? We are chosen by God. We make the choices to follow the Lord. We will experience His riches and honor. His wealth and prosperity endures forever. The Lord's fruit is better than fine gold. What comes from the Lord surpasses the choices of silver. The Lord walk is righteous and His faith just. The Lord bestows on His wealth on those who love Him, making their treasures full, God says. We need to make godly choices every day of our lives and every situations of our lives, not thinking that we need to make choices outside of God's will. God is the one who makes plans and does the choosing, not us. On His holy mountain, He declares. It is the place that He dwells that we bring offerings. It will be there that, where the Lord accepts us as a fragrant incense as He brings us out of this and gather us from every country so we can see the Lord holding in the sight of all the nations. This is what God wants from us. If we make good choices in our life, God's promise that we'll be able to see the glory of the Lord in our lives and in the life to come. God is the one doing the choosing. Christ says, you did not choose me, I chose you. And appointed you to go and bear fruit and fruit that will last. So if we do as the Lord has commands, and the Father will give us whatever we ask in the name of Jesus. See, our choices are godly. We're choosing the ways of God over the ways of sin. We need to make good choices that pleases God and not ourselves. See, God has made the choice to call us forth. We must be willing to come and accept the will of God for our lives, no matter what that means. We must serve the Lord. We can't deny the Lord. We can't question God's wisdom. We must make the choice to follow the Lord so He can shape us as He sees fit into that perfect thing that God created you to be. God has chosen us. We are people of God, a chosen people, holy, dearly loved by God. We make the choice to clothe ourselves in compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. See, God made the choice to call us. He chose us who are poor in the eyes of the world to become a person who is rich in faith and able to inherit the kingdom of God because of our love for God, for our love of the world of God. We love your word, God. We choose to follow the word of God. We choose to follow the Son of God. We choose to allow the Spirit to have reign in our lives. These are the choices we need to make. Go with me to James chapter 2, verse 5. God makes the choice to call us. We have to make the choice to accept His will and to live for God. James chapter 2, verse 5 says, "Listen, to my dear brothers, has not God chose those who are poor in the eyes of the world to be rich in faith and inherit the kingdom He promised those who love Him?" See, we're chosen by the Lord. We make a choice to receive what God is laying out before us, living as strangers in this world. Chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, sanctified by the work of the Spirit in obedience to Christ Jesus. We need to make the godly choices so abundant life is ours. See, God has chosen us. We have to get this. We've been salted. Christ Jesus has bestowed upon us everything that God had in mind for us. And here we become who God wants us to be. And therefore He lays before us this freedom, this choice that we make between blessings and curses. Before we make the decision to, many of us, before we made the decision to just live our lives in sin. But see, it's all about choices we make. And I hope I can share this correctly. See, you and I, it's all about the good and bad choices we make. But see, this is what happens. See, when we was made of this world, when we learned of this world, all we learned was bad things. We had bad choices, greedy, revenge, sexual immorality, stealing, cheating, cursing, lying. We worried, we was filled, we was unforgiving, we hoarded everything we got, we harmed anybody whenever we wanted to. We made bad choices all the time. But see, when we became in Christ, when we got into the Word and the Spirit came up in us and start letting us feel the Spirit in our lives, see, all of a sudden some things start changing. See, what we start adding some things to us and we start making some choices here that based on some things that we have in our life and you know, things start changing. We have a little faith. We may be a little kind to somebody. We may start giving in church a little bit. See, we may start having a spirit of helping somebody. We may share a little bit more with somebody. We may even try to endure a little bit more. You know, we try to comfort people who are in trouble. See, God has touched our lives, and we started helping people, and we started getting encouraged. But then we get stuck because we don't want to go any further. We're not willing to make all choices good. See, help us, Lord. Sometimes we still like to make bad choices because of what bad choices bring to us. We think that feels good. We think that brings us pleasure. We think that gets us ahead. But you got to understand, God sees all these choices. He examines all these choices. He sees what's in us. And he looks and says, you're still making bad choices even though I've salted you. But the Lord has said, no, I want to examine you. I want to work on you. See, I want to help you. I want you to get rid of all these bad choices you're making. Stop making all these bad choices to harm somebody. Stop making a choice to steal. Stop making a choice to cheat. Stop making a choice to curse. Stop making a choice to lie. See, stop making a choice to fear. Stop making a choice to hate people. Stop making a choice to be unforgiving. Stop making a choice to be selfish. Stop making these bad choices to hoard things. See, stop making a choice of worry. Instead, let God complete his work in you. Start making a choice of love. Have a choice of hoping and have the choice of caring for somebody. See, have the choice of compassion. See, you got to make good choices. You start having a choice of forgiving somebody. See, you start making godly choices, truthfulness, and then you start making a choice of peace. See, when you start making good choices, you and I continue growing spiritually, continuing growing toward maturity, because now all of a sudden our choices are all godly. They're all of the will of God. They're all of the word of God. Christ Jesus would examine these and see good things coming from us because we're making good choices because we base our choices on the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We make our choices on the Word of God. We stay with those choices. You and I got to understand this is what God is trying to get us to mature to making good choices every day, every second of the day. We make good choices because we live our lives in Christ Jesus. Lord, help us today. We got to get there. It's not something you happen overnight, see, but this is the work of the Spirit. This is the work of your salvation. God said, I need you to keep working. Stay before me. I keep working. I keep changing things about you. I keep reshaping you, and I get you to make some good choices and get away with no bad choices. Resist the devil that's trying to tell you to continue to make your bad choices, and God's going to, that's what he did to Eve, make these bad choices, and God's going to forgive you. No, God wants you to mature to where he doesn't have to forgive you because you don't make bad choices. Help us, Lord Jesus. It's all about the choices. As we come to him, the living stone chosen by God, we also are becoming like living stone as we are built up in a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood acceptable to God through Christ. See, as a chosen by God, we must make godly choices so we do God's will for our lives, and our lives is fulfilled and the promises of God fulfilled in our lives. So we are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God. So we can declare the promises to him who called us out of darkness into his wonderful light. It's all about the choices we make in life. And you and I have to see this. We have to come mature in this. We have to be able to examine ourselves and understand when we're making bad choices. Ask for forgiveness, repent of our sins, and Lord, help me to make good choices, even when my body is burning on fire. Lord, help me, even when my pocket is burning, got holes in it. Lord, help me make some good choices, even when I see how I can climb in the ladder if I just step on some people's heads. Lord, help me to make good choices, God. It's not about me, Father. It's about you, Lord. It's about you, Father God. Help us to make good choices, God. Let us not be worldly in our choice making. Praise God. God makes choices to call those who are poor in the eyes of others to be full of faith. That's you and I, my brothers and sisters. Praise the Lord. Christ has chosen us. We did not choose the Lord. Chosen to be turned from darkness to light. From bad choices to good and godly choices. You got to see the switch that God's trying to make in our lives. Thank you, Jesus. Choices. It's all about choices. See, once we are chosen, called by God, we must be mindful of our choices. We're free to make choices, to choose the way we want to live. We must understand choices have consequences. Not only in this life, but also in the life to come. We cannot make choices that make us a lukewarm Christian. One that's full of good and bad choices. This is not the state that you've been called to. It's not the level of your maturity, your faith you've been called to. You've been called to a level where you make all godly choices all the time in all situations and all circumstances. We must make godly choices over worldly choices. Many of us stuck in this spiritual growth are lost in faith because of choices we make, which leads to us to doing bad things, bad consequences. Our choices needs to be God. And our choices matter to God. It's not easy making godly choices. Many times we just have a hard time, but we got to understand there's many things at work here. And maybe if we can understand them, then we can gravitate to them. We can understand we need to turn all these things over to God, and then we make godly choices. See, our emotions, our feelings, our desires, our wants, our needs are all at work when we're trying to make a choice, a decision about what we should do. And that's why we need to live in Christ and be led by the Spirit. So we make godly choices even in hard situations. So we make choices every minute and every second of the day. Making godly choices is the key to our faith growing, us to maturing, and us having an abundant life, as God is saying. It's all in the choices. You just got to ask yourself, how are my choices? Lord, let me take my choices before the Lord. As he examine my life, as he look at my life, what kind of choices am I making? It's all before God. God's looking down on us. You're a child of God. You've been salted now. What kind of choices are you making? You've got free will to do whatever you want, but are your choices godly? Are you finding your faith is growing in the Lord? Are you just stuck there making good and bad choices every day of your life? This is not where God wants you and I to be. This is where Satan still has his hooks in us. This is where Satan still has his ability to pull us down when we're trying to move forward in the Lord. See, you can't be in that middle state, that lukewarm state, where you go one day good, 1 minute bad, 1 minute good, 1 minute bad. No, you and I got to examine our choices and realize every choice I make has to be a godly choice. God needs to be pleased. Because I know if we please God, we'll please everybody else in this world. See, if you and I can make godly choices, not only will the Lord be pleased with us, but see, others will reap the benefit of our good choices. Lord, teach us today. Holy Spirit, have your way. Guide us, Lord, in making better choices. Help us to make godly choices, God. You said you would be there. You won't forsake us. We just need to know that if we can make the right choice, everything's going to be all right. You don't have to chase and hustle. You don't have to try to work outside of God's will. Make a choice in God. It'll be okay. Don't worry about it. Your reward is well rewarded. You haven't even seen it. This world can't repay you for the blessings God's going to give you for making godly choices in your circumstances, in your situation, and in your family. Make godly choices. It's all about the choices we make. May God bless you and guide you this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.